And not to discriminate when it comes to offering platforms to political parties to sell their ideas as the country gets closer to the November polls. The panelists were commenting on GBC's guidelines for election 2016 coverage. They raised concerns about time allocation and party activities. First is member of the NPP communication team, Emmanuel Asigri. According to him, although GBC has always provided a platform to political parties ahead of every election, it does not favor parties in opposition.
We have a problem when it comes to the issue of, you know, where you have to distinguish what it is that you would see as a purely political party activity and then what is supposed to be a government, you know, activity where a president, a sitting president or a minister or any government official will be carrying out, you know, and I must say that, I mean, we must admit, you know, these things, there's a thin line between these two, very thin, and it becomes a worry. And where I say it becomes a worry is when the political parties that are in opposition, you know, seems to think that they are not getting the coverage that is required. Like I said, GBC is putting in the effort to see what it can do. And it is not the first time.
Yes.
4 years ago when it happened, I represented my party, you know, with the management of GBC. And we looked at all these things. It has come again. But like the concerns keep coming up. If you take a clear example of what is currently happening, where the president is going around with his accounting to the people's tour. When I sit and look at it, I see it as purely a political, I mean a party activity, even though he goes to these functions as the sitting president.
Emmanuel Asigri is a member of the MPP communications team. The communications director of the Eagle Party, Francis Loko, also asked GBC not to discriminate against smaller political parties.
In every democratic country, it's the constitution that guides the country, and you cannot do away with it. Now we will be seeing that democracy without election is like Africa without Madagascar. It's a soup without salt. I'll all be seeing it. Coming to the guidelines is there to guide all presidential and political representatives so that you don't go the tangent way, and that will spoil the beauty of the whole game. And having gone through the guidelines now, I realize that per the constitution and then the policy of the GBC, they are in the right course. They're in the right direction. You cannot do away with it. And that is perfectly just to control the program. Other than that, we'll spoil the program. Mm. So I have liked the policy put in place, like any other organization. Be it a football or boxing. The referee must be there. The referee must abide by the rules and regulations. The players too must abide by the rules. Likewise, they're all the political parties. So if you all go by the rules and the regulations and the guidelines first half, I think we'll be making a headway.
You're also using the word if.
No, it's possible. It's a must. It's a must that we must go by the rules and the regulations and the guidelines so that we'll make this program from now out to the time of election, after election, a reality. And that would be a very big standard for the GBC. And what again? All political parties will be patronizing your program. There's no discrimination. You have to be neutral and fair play.
That was the communications director of the Eagle Party, Francis Loko. Communications director of the NDC, James Asante, commended GBC for the initiative. He was, however, of the view that distinction between political activity and government business be made succinctly clear.
State business and a political party activity. The line is blurred. Very thin.
Yes.
There's no two ways about it.
Yes.
Let's note that. Mm-hmm. Government business because he's going to commission a project. As of now, the president is going around on his accounting to the people tour. It's for all Ghanaians. It's not for NDC alone. Everybody is invited to that function. You are free to wear your political colors. Nothing wrong with it. There's
if
nothing
your position
wrong.
Is okay to wear your position.
Yeah, there's nothing. There is nothing wrong.
How realistic is that?
How
realistic is that?
No.
How realistic
is that? What I'm saying is that
realistic
in a sense that, well, I'm wearing NDC T-shirt. No one, nothing is preventing from wearing MPP T-shirt.
To the function where the president will be.
Yes. Wow.
James,
I need to learn.
Okay.
Now, if the president mounts the podium and said, I've done this, I've done that, I deserve to be given the mandate. What is wrong with that? He's fulfilling a promise. And that is what I told you expect the president to say.
Within the inauguration of a state project?
I don't see anything wrong with that. He promised to build schools, he's built it. Now, Muntie, Michel Mobo, Temeyewe, that is what you are seeing. So I think that I deserve that you give me the mandate to continue to do what you expect from me. Mm. I don't see why that should be edited, because he's not wearing an NDC t-shirt. He's there as the president.
But he's seeking his party to be re-elected.
Right. Now, if any of these political aspirants mount a podium and said that, even CPP, so many years back, but CPP, people will mount the platform and say, Nkrumah did this, Nkrumah did that. So vote for CPP. Will you edit that?
James Asante, Communications Director of the NDC, responding to the concerns, Chairman for GBC's Political Broadcasting Complaints Committee, Ebenezer Ampabing, said the corporation is aware of the challenges and will make sure it gives a fair platform to all the parties. He said GBC will try as much as possible to distinguish between government business and what constitutes campaigning.
The challenge we anticipate, because it happened before, is that it is a state function, yet the place has been inundated by party people. Mm-hmm. There's no problem if party people are all over the place, but when they fly party paraphernalia all over the place, the cameras cannot discriminate.
Exactly.
It presents a challenge to us. In that circumstance, the best we can do is to ensure that the language that is used, it's not that of the campaign platform.
Like
it is okay for the president, the incumbent, to do projects and say, I have done this according to the mandate that you gave me. Mm-hmm. Praise himself or the party to whatever limit or extent, but not say that because of what I have done for the upcoming election, vote for me. It has become a campaign platform. And at that point, that is why we say, because it is possible, we say we will distinguish between them. Mm-hmm. If it is a recorded program, we have the power, according to our guidelines, to edit.
Okay. To edit that vote for me part of it.
Exactly.
Okay, out of it.
Yes.
And if it's a live program?
If it's a live program, that presents a challenge because we cannot control that. Mm. That is why we also appeal to incumbents that when it gets to this season, be measured in how you do these things.
Would you apply the same rule to the opposition if they say that do this and this and this, when I come I'll do this and this, and so vote for me, would you apply the same rule to the opposition?
The opposition, in fact, we are comparing apples with oranges when you're going to
say, you're still talking about equal and fair coverage.
Yes, because the opposition will not be commissioning or inaugurating projects.
But the opposition will be promising.
That's a different thing altogether.
Because the opposition will be campaigning too.
That's a campaign issue. Mm-hmm. But we are talking about the incumbent who has the right to commission or inaugurate projects while still campaigning during the campaign season. Yes. And because all the opposition parties have been complaining, and we know, we decided to come just meet everybody halfway and say that, look, state functions must go on till the 4-year term has ended.